You know the story. I'm just going to read it straight from the Scriptures. It's an old story. And yet from time to time, I think we need to just hear it once again. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When, as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. In the sixth month, the angel of Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. In his kingdom there shall be no end. Then Mary said unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. It came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And it was so that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. She brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us go now into Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard of it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. A couple of things I want to point out to you tonight. Number one, the shepherds. They were considered the homeless of that day. They were looked down upon by society. They were crude. They didn't fit in. They were just filthy. They didn't really have a place. But yet, when God came as Emmanuel, as a baby, the shepherds were the first ones, as a group, they were told about the birth of the King. Isn't it amazing that they responded the way that they did? A sign was given, they went and they found the baby lying in a manger just as the angel told them. Something else I want you to know about this too. You know, a lot of times we hear people describe the Lord Jesus. They say, well, he was a brilliant man. He was a great teacher. What an example that he was. But you forget one thing. Jesus Christ was not of this world. He came from without of this world. He came from heaven. And if you ever thought about that, mankind has no claim on Jesus that he is the best, the brightest, he's the genius. Mankind has no claim on Jesus because Jesus, Emmanuel, was God in the flesh. Jesus was not man trying to become God. Jesus was God becoming man for you and me. Now, that's not just a play on words. It's very, very important that you understand that. You see, because when he became the sacrifice to pay our sin debt in full when he died on the cross, his sin nature, he did not have a sin nature. Now, many of you know this. From whom did you receive your sin nature? You received it from your father. It's in the bloodline. But who was the father of the Lord Jesus Christ? God himself. He was the perfect lamb. He was the ultimate sacrifice. All of that was part of God's plan. 700 years before his birth, Isaiah predicted when and where Jesus would be born. The prophets in the Old Testament, even John the Baptist, all of these, they've all come together for one express person. And it's not saying, well, boy, you know, God can, he can write a great book. I've heard people say that. Boy, you know, the Bible's a great book. God, he did a good job. No, this is God's love story for you and me because God knows the danger of sin and what sin will do to us and what sin does to us. Tonight we're sitting in here and we're getting a little bit older and some have gone through some tough things this year. You've lost loved ones. Some of you have had surgery. Some of you are experiencing lots of things in life. You say, well, you know, life's just not as much fun as it used to be. You know why? Because of sin. That's what sin does. Sin will steal. It will rob you. It will take eventually your very life from you. But that's why God came in the flesh, to save us from our sins. Tonight, as we're going to continue in just a few moments, we're going to observe the ordinance of the Lord's Supper. And it should be an incredible reminder to you of what Jesus did for you personally, 2,000 years ago. We're going to have just a small cracker, and that's going to represent his body. Jesus literally gave himself over into the control of cruel religious fanatics who turned him over to the cruel Roman army and they crucified him. And by the way, that was all a part of God's plan. Read the book of Acts. It's all there. So why would God do that? Because the sin, the penalty for sin, the payment for sin was always death. Death. But God sent his son for you. Because he loves you, Jesus went to the cross. All that we read about tonight, all that we've been singing about, all of it is for you and because of you. One man said that God would move he would go to the farthest star, he would do whatever it takes to make sure that you are in heaven with Him. But He didn't have to do that. He just came to the earth. He became flesh and blood like we are. He paid our sin debt in full. He defeated the last enemy called death and the resurrection for you. Jesus literally went to hell and died so that you would not have to. What a Savior. My prayer tonight is that you would give your life to Christ if you've not done so. You can find no fault in Him. He loves you with a love that it's just unimaginable until you embrace Him. A love that chooses to forget your sin because He has all knowledge. A love that chooses not only to forget, but to forgive you no matter what you've done, no matter how bad you may think it is. Jesus paid your sin debt in full. Because of His birth, you and I can have the new birth. That's why He came. That's why we celebrate His birth with such joy. That's why in just a few months we're going to celebrate the resurrection. Because that was the last enemy defeated. The greatest gift that you'll ever receive this side of the grave is the gift of salvation, the gift of everlasting life. God provided it. He purchased it Himself. And God tonight, He wants to give it to you as a gift. What do I have to do, preacher? Simply ask. You'll acknowledge to God tonight that you're a sinner. You're not in competition with anybody else. Would you acknowledge tonight that God loves you? You know He does. The Spirit of God has already impressed that upon your heart. Would you agree with me tonight that your only hope is to receive Christ as Lord and Savior? Because He's the only hope. He's the only Savior. See, God did us a favor by not making it so complicated, because Jesus said Himself, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." And I'm not talking about religion. I'm not talking about a bunch of rules. I'm not talking about you've got to do this and you can't do that. I'm talking about having a relationship with a person, the Lord Jesus Christ. That's God's gift to you. Tonight, some will open presents in the morning. The children will gather, and it will just be a great time. Just watching the excitement and hearing the squeals and the joy. But tonight, I've just unwrapped to you the greatest gift that you'll ever receive. And His name is Jesus. He came as a baby. He grew up to be about 33 and a half years old. And He intentionally died in your place so that you would not have to. Your sin debt has been paid. You can claim it tonight. And I pray that you would do so.